And for a variety of reasons. So while I was waiting for you to call back, it's evaluation time, so I just started writing my... So my time was put to good use, so I'm glad that we have this chance to get together. Just to give you a little background on me, I've been associated with the Arboretum since 2014 after I graduated from the Master Gardener class that March of 2014, and I've been involved in a lot of different ways at the Arboretum ever since. And, of course, I know Al from working together on the plant sale over the last 10 years, too. So that's how I found out about you and all of your involvement at the Arboretum. So in the last couple of years, and just seeing as I've been with the roles I have, I've been looking at various articles that were written and looking in the background. I've been doing a setting up an archive for the Master Gardener program.
Okay, and I
discovered that there were a lot of different writings about the Arboretum, but they were not integrated in any way relative to looking at an archive. So I got the idea to write a history on the Arboretum and gathering all of these different pieces of information and putting them together in a book. So when Al told me about your involvement, I said, oh, that's an important person that I need to talk to get your perspective on things that have happened at the Arboretum, how you've been involved. I especially appreciate your involvement with the Japanese garden, just as a way to let you start talking. A couple years ago, when I was working in the plant clinic, we had a visitor from Japan come into the plant clinic and just presented himself. You know, he didn't have any necessary or important questions about plants or whatever, but he made a comment that brought him to tears about how much of a, to him, our Japanese garden was a exact replica, of course, in smaller detail, to what he would find at home. And it made him feel like he was back home again. It was a great moment.
That is a very true. I'm glad you made that statement. It's absolutely correct.
Yeah. So according to your note to me, you started involvement at the Arboretum around the year 2000. Is that right?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. Were you in the Master Gardener program too?
No. As a matter of fact, I've been invited 20 times, I guess. I really need to be in it, and I never had time.
Uh-huh.
Because at that time, right now they've got a team of people. I don't know how many, but they've got a team of 12 or 14 people. In my day, there was my wife and myself, period.
Wow.
And we worked. It was good. It was good. It was a labor of love.
Wonderful. So I'm assuming that during that time, too, you worked with Ken Campbell on things that you needed assistance on for the Japanese garden?
Ken Campbell was a godsend. Now, he and his carpenters effectively made the tea garden, but they made it under the direction of a Japanese architect.
Right.
Do you have the origin of the Japanese garden?
Not how it started, no. I mean, Ken told me that I think he was a master gardener around 1988 or something, which was, I mean, not in 88. I think it was... maybe it was 98, maybe, was it? I forget the exact year, but he was there. He's been there for, I'm guessing, 20 years or more.
Oh, easy, yeah.
And I know that he searched far and wide between Virginia and North Carolina to find material for the renovation that they did, I think, at the garden. Was it around 2010?
Yes.
That's all I know.
It was probably a little later than that. It's probably closer to 2014. But anyway, it was built back in... I cannot give you an exact start date, but there are some pictures. of the original ribbon cutting and, well, even the original spade work, you know, the golden shovel sort of thing.
Right.
And the whole thing was funded by a Japanese chemical company that had a plant here.
Oh.
They hired an architect. He designed it to spec. And Ken Campbell and his guys did their thing. And Ken's an old friend, although I haven't seen him for some time.
He's still plugging along at the Arboretum.
still doing it his way. Yes. I can tell you a cute story that should not enter into the written word.
No problem.
they built it under supervision.
Right.
Of this Japanese architect. And it is totally accurate, except Ken's an old Korean War veteran.
Right.
And we Korean War veterans never really appreciated the Japanese that much. So one of the last things they did was put a plain old American nail, a 10-penny nail, into something just to say so there. He has since picked up a few more nails, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed.
Not supposed to have any.
So, I happened to find a video that was made somewhere between 2006 and 2010. Do you recall, in your time at the Arboretum, ever seeing a video about the Arboretum?
Yes. Well, no, about the Japanese garden is a video.
Oh, there is?
Oh, yeah. Let me give you a brief overview and where I came in and exited.
Okay.
Let's say 2000. I don't know when it started. We just started. We worked our tail to the bone. We had no help. But the whole thing had been designed properly, and we maintained that along with the one mechanical employee of the garden. Mark Weekly.
Oh.
He's since disappeared. Well, not disappeared. He's gone back to West Virginia. So we maintained it for 10 years. We would get help only in the heavy pruning or tree removal. We did have to remove a couple of trees for safety. We maintained an existing design. In the year, let's say 2010 or 12, something like that, approximately 10 years, well, it was around my 80th birthday, I guess, they totally tore it apart in the winter and put it back together. And what you see now is the redoing of the Japanese garden, still according to absolute tradition and whatnot. But they put a little more thought into flowering plants, and they expanded the garden literally outside of the Torii gates.
Oh.
Between 2000 and 2010, the garden was confined to everything inside the Torii gates. And they moved it outside, which is so much better. It gives them a little more room, and you sort of ease into it instead of, you know, there's not a barbed wire fence there, but they did have a fence of yew plants, YEW plants, at each Torii gate, which sort of defined the garden.
Uh-huh.
Those are since gone. And in fact, we've got a $3,500 Japanese maple outside the Torii gate, which was donated by Tom Ash.
Do you know when that was? Was that 2012?
Oh, probably about that time.
And
in those days, Tom and Nancy Ash were involved in every Japanese maple tree that appeared there. I don't think we named them, but the Japanese garden curator, namely myself, assumed responsibility for every Japanese maple at the Arboretum.
Okay. You had mentioned something about pictures of the ribbon cutting and all the spade work. Do you know who has those pictures? Do you have those pictures?
I do not. I gave them to my successor, a guy named Ford.
Oh, George Ford, yeah.
George Ford, yeah. And I assume he gave it to the guy who's got it now.
Which is Steve Frost.
Yes. Steve does a very good job. He's very conscientious. He should have all of that paperwork. There was a large notebook, perhaps even two notebooks, of the original work and the redoing. There's some beautiful charcoal. Well, I'm looking at something done by David Norris.
Oh.
Of the tea house in a sort of a brown colored pencil rendition. It's beautiful.
So David is an artist, I take it?
David Norris is a noted artist in town.
Uh-huh. Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, he's got stuff. I don't know exactly how you contact him, but he has work over at there's an art gallery on Main Street in Mayfair.
Oh.
That he has some stuff for sale there. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the video, too, did George have the video as well as the photos that he passed on to Steve?
The video I've got on my computer. Steve sent it to me. Oh, about 2 years ago.
Oh,
a YouTube thing.
Oh, really?
And it was the way the garden was not originally made, but the way I was renovated in about 2010 or 2012, something. And it shows a bobcat. Well, we removed every plant, relocated them for a year, and then brought them back.
Can you send me the URL address on that YouTube video?
I can try. I'm not computer literate.
Can you tell it to me over the phone now, and I'll write it down?
No, my computer's not up. I'll have to find it.
Okay.
It's about a 10 or 12 minute video of how it was torn down and rebuilt. And
what?
It's very, very well done. Now George should have all of that stuff.
By any chance, do you have George's phone number?
I'm gonna have to do some homework.
Okay, because he's no longer active in the Master Gardener program, so I don't have his contact information from the directory.
Oh, I'm making notes to myself here. Okay.
And
just to add to the authenticity, my wife and I were going to Alaska back in about 2001. And we took an extra couple days and went to Portland, Oregon, intentionally to visit their Japanese garden, which is arguably the best one in the world outside of Japan. And we identified ourselves, and next thing you know, we're in their corporate, their arboretum office, which is downtown, actually.
Uh-huh.
And they're loading me up with all kinds of written material. And again, that went to Ford.
Great.
But good stuff like what the Japanese tea ceremony is all about. We got an endorsement. Now, originally, when we took over, the torii gates were natural wood. And the first thing we did was get them painted red.
Why did you paint them red? Is that part of the Japanese culture thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you know, did Ken and his crew have part in putting those Torrey gates up, or was that a company?
That was Ken and his crew. I'm looking at a black and white. I'm sorry, I'm looking at a natural color before they were painted. The date is February of 01.
Wow.
And they are natural color. In fact, the verticals are actually telephone poles.
Oh, wow.
If you take a look at them, they look like telephone poles. That may be one of the reasons I got them painted right away. But Ken put in the originals, and he replaced them when we, 06 or 07. We had to replace them. They were rotting out.
Okay, that's great. I never knew that. That's wonderful. Do you know how far out from the Torrey gates you went as far as the expansion?
Oh, well, first thing we did is take down. In fact, I'm looking at a fence next to the Torrey gate, which definitely a wooden fence. And that went, I got rid of that immediately. But they're also defined by those a string of U's. And when they moved outside, 2010, let's say, when they moved outside the fence, they took it, let's see, on the western gate, or the southern gate, they went all the way to the intersection or the walkway around the pond.
Okay.
Because there's a couple of beautiful Japanese maples right there.
Right.
And in fact, I remember removing a redwood tree in that whole area because redwoods just don't grow in Japan. So.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You'd used the phrase before, Bruce, removing yews. What is the yew a shrub plant or a tree?
It's a small shrub or a big shrub.
How do you spell it? Do you remember how to spell it?
Y-E-W.
Okay.
Now, there's still some yews in the garden.
Right.
But we removed them as a declination point.
Okay. That's great.
Now, have you got copies of some stuff I wrote and some other people? Let's see. There's an awful lot of information.
I don't know if I'll have to. Steve is supposed to send me some additional stuff other than what I already have, and I'll have to do a finer examination of the material to see if I'm. It doesn't ring a bell to me right now from what I have that I have your article.
Well, I've got two or three. Here's one I wrote. I identified myself as curator, rather, 2000 to 2010.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote the article on 8 September of 19.
September 19 of what year?
19.
Oh, 2019. Gotcha. All right.
I wrote the article.
Okay.
For somebody.
Okay.
They were dedicating, I don't know what they're doing. Let's see.
Wait a minute.
Here, Mary McKiernan asked me on behalf of the North Carolina Extension. Oh, it's the 30th anniversary. They wanted a description of the Japanese garden for the 30th anniversary.
Wonderful. Do you have that now, in digital form?
I'm sorry?
Do you have that in digital form?
No. I did it one time, but that was probably three computers ago. But I can Xerox all of this stuff and send you copies if wait and see what Steve gives you.
Okay, and then after I find that
the first curator, the first Japanese garden curator was a guy named Frederick Bender, B-E-N-D-E-R.
What year was that, Bruce?
1996. He wrote something on the 4th of May, 96. It's very good, very accurate, and I only improved on it. I did not change it.
Okay. Great. So then you followed Fred?
Yes.
Okay. And then George was after you, and now Steve.
Correct.
So that's
that
good.
Is correct.
You've got a nice, there's a lot of consistency over time in terms of the care of that garden without too many, you know, too many hands in the fire, so to speak.
Exactly. the garden seems to grow on you, and you become very defensive. For example, I absolutely refuse to allow any herbicides in there.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to come around and spray. So, no way.
Right.
Therefore, we had a weed problem.
Wow.
Kept us busy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here's one I wrote in 10-10-02. October 10th. Huh? October 10th of 02. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
The garden was opened in 92. The Japanese garden located at the harbor was opened in 1992. The following is the description as it appears in 2002, 10 years later.
Yeah. My, before you got involved there, I don't know how much, do you recall the incident back in 82 with the fire of the Bradley Creek School, elementary school?
No, I came to town in 99, although I was aware that they had the fire, and somebody said, why not make it an arboretum? They made lemonade.
I believe the it became officially the Arboretum around 1986.
Wow.
And by any chance, do you know Lorraine Perry?
Not really. Yeah, the answer is I can suddenly see her face, yes. But I don't know, not really.
Okay. Lorraine was involved with the Friends in that early time frame, setting up the Friends too, that where I think the Friends organization was formed around soon after they officially declared that space to be the Arboretum. And
I became a member of the Friends Board of Directors.
Oh.
For two terms.
So would that have been 2000 to 2006?
No, maybe 2003 to 2006 and 2009.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Probably the middle two terms. I think they were 3-year terms.
Yes, that's correct.
And I joined, I was recruited and joined when the then president, his name escapes me, stepped down and moved to Texas.
Oh.
The Marine Flyer.
Was his first name Neil?
Yes.
Yeah. And I believe Neil was also involved with the Community Boys and Girls Clubs, too, before he moved to Texas.
Oh, he was involved in everything. Neil was a good guy. And he had a sidekick that if you're doing research for the Japanese garden specifically, you probably want to talk to Tom Huckabee.
Is that
Tom Huckabee? Tom's around. He was at the most recent Master Gardeners plant sale, and he and I chatted then.
Oh, really?
Tom was walking around with clippers in his hand, pruning Japanese maples as we talked.
Oh, wow.
Tom Huckabee. He's a retired Marine. He was a very close friend of Neil's.
Oh, I think... Yeah. And he knows Al Schrotel, I would imagine.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. That's great. Now, there was a video done of the entire Arboretum grounds. Like I said, it's somewhere between 2006 and 2010. I have a copy of it. I digitized it, and it shows the tribute fountain was over in where the gravel parking lot is now with camellias and azaleas around it.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. The camellia garden was extensive. And for some reason, they destroyed the camellia garden and transferred everything to sort of a camellia walk.
Yes.
I have no idea why. I did very little consulting outside my area.
Right. Well, the reason why they did it was to expand on the parking space, because at that point in time, if you recall, there was only one entrance into the Arboretum off of Oleander and to that asphalt parking lot. And they needed to expand on the number of parking spaces. That's why the whole thing got moved.
Okay. Well, it made sense.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. Well, one of the things that... right on the south side, past the Torrey Gates, there was the bog garden. Was the bog garden in place during the time you were taking care of the Japanese garden?
The bog garden was in place. The bog garden remained a mess.
Uh huh.
It was never really. I don't know that it ever had a curator. I think the staff got to it when they could.
Yeah. Yeah, and then of course you've seen what it is now.
Yeah.
And part of it was because I don't know if this happened during your time, but with all of the hurricanes and the tropical storms, our neighbors were getting their backyards were getting flooded, and they kept complaining, and there were several iterations of attempts to try to solve the flooding problem, and we finally got it right. One of the engineers with the county came over, and they had a lot of planning meetings to look at the issues and how to solve it. And if you've seen the stormwater infiltration zone, we call it the Swiss Garden, that was the result of all of that conversation, and that's pretty much eliminated the flooding problems for our neighbors now. Yeah.
Okay.
During your time associated there, can you think of other significant achievements or events that happened at the Arboretum that led it to, you know, in part of its ongoing development?
During my time, it was a very busy place. The county was sending third and fourth graders there. We had many tours. My late wife, who was my fellow curator, if you will, would dress up and do an interpretation to describe the garden to the kids. I don't know that they have any school groups coming through anymore. They did then. When the garden was rededicated, no, when they dedicated that big rock at the entrance to the garden, which is now the entrance, it's outside the Torrey Gate. When they rededicated that, they made a big deal of it. They got Japanese drums down from Raleigh. We had an authentic tea service in the tea house. Senator Tom Davis was present. There are pictures of that somewhere.
Ah. What what is the significance of the big rock, Bruce?
Well, it was put there in order to hold a plaque they dedicated to me. I don't know.
Oh.
but the Japanese will put a significant rock symbolizing whatever they wanted to symbolize. The Japanese gardens are very simple and very small, as a matter of fact. And they will put in perhaps a it's not a monument, but it's a memorial sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
To my father or to my late wife or to my children or to the nation or whatever. There's an awful lot of symbology.
Right.
And it's, some of it is whatever you want it to be represented.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea when they rededicated the garden after the rebuild. I was shocked when they invited me to go, and I thought that would be nice. And I had no idea they were going to dedicate a rock in my behalf. I told the extension service guy, he said, "No, you have to die to get your name on a rock." But I haven't done that yet.
Right.
They also dedicated a bench to my late wife, a stone bench that weighs a ton and a half, over on the back wall.
On the what wall?
The back wall, the fence, the perimeter fence of the Japanese garden.
Oh. Is there a plaque on that bench, too?
There's a small plaque, yes.
Okay.
There are a lot of plaques all over the arboretum.
Right.
Dedications. And then, of course, there are two different brick programs. And some of my people dedicated a couple of them to my wife and myself and then to the Civil War Roundtable. And they're over at the where the flags are.
Are you talking about the pavers?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the Contemplation Garden.
Okay.
Yeah, and you would be there.
It's done by a lot of names.
What was your wife's first name?
Patsy, P-A-T-S-Y.
Okay. All right, great. Let's see. Now, when you started in the year 2000, let me think, was... Was Bruce Baldwin the director of the Arboretum then?
Oh, no.
I know Melissa Height came in there, but were you still there working when Melissa became director?
Yes, and I may not even know the name of the director. Melissa and then Al were on my watch.
Okay, so when Al started, you were still working there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, Melissa was wonderful. Al could get more work done because he'd roll up his sleeves and go do it.
Right.
Al was very happy on the tractor.
He sure was.
Good guy.
I miss him still today because when I started at the Arboretum, of course, he was there and I worked intimately with him and another classmate, Jay Denmark. I don't know if you ever met Jay Denmark.
Not that I recall, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a grand time.
But Melissa had done an awful lot of, let's call it the political back channel stuff.
Right.
That Al really hated to do.
Yeah, you got that exactly right.
Both were necessary.
Yes. Yep. Let's see. By the way, did you attend the gala ceremony for the opening of the Contemplation Garden?
Yes.
Okay. That was a nice time. I've got a video of that too.
And I've got some stills of that, but if you got the video, that's better.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else of significance that you can tell me about the Arboretum from your time?
Oh.
Now, for example, when you started there, was the Rose Garden in place at that time?
Oh, yes. The Rose Garden was in place and probably they were all heritage roses, or at least that's what the sign said.
Uh-huh.
And one of the early curators, you may not want to put this in either, cremated remains are in the Rose Garden.
Of one of the curators?
The wife of the then curator who worked with him as I worked with Pat.
Oh.
And Melissa was the, and she's, Melissa at a friend's meeting said something, right? Well, you can't do that. They said, too late. You can't unring a bell. Well, you can't retrieve cremated remains.
Right.
And there used to be a sign by the guy dedicated to his wife who rests among the roses.
How about that? So do you remember John Grisham?
No.
He was a curator, I think, somewhere around 2010 and following. And then after John, I think the Dick and Brenda Hoosman took care of it.
And,
and now it's somebody else. I want to say Watkins, but I'm not 100% sure. But
you might want to talk to John Wooten.
Yes.
Who's done a lot of, what do you call it?
He was involved a lot for a good, like, 10 years at least at the Arboretum, in, like with the plant sale and on the Master yes. Gardener board and stuff like that.
Well, he also had the vegetable garden, as I recall, and did a lot of bonsai.
Yeah. I got to talk to him yet, too. Mm.
You got a big job.
It's wonderful to get the, a lot of good things have been happening there over the years.
Oh yes, it is still a little known jewel.
Well, we're
in our town.
Yeah, you know, you've heard about the we're going through a planning process now for a new building. Did you heard about that? Didn't you?
I've heard about that for 30 years, 25 years.
Well, I think if we get the full cooperation of the county commissioners, it might come to fruition now.
Well, when I was on the board of the Friends, the architect,
John Sawyer.
No. I'm thinking of somebody else. Charlie Bonney?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Bonney is the son.
Right.
His father, now deceased.
Uh-huh.
He was on the board with me. And he had done a preliminary sketch or whatever. So, yeah, we've been talking about a new building for a long time.
Right. Well, what's interesting is Charlie was on the board with you, but when they actually came to designing what the to make the transition from that place being the elementary school, excuse me, when they got to actually designing what it would look like as an arboretum, John Sawyer and his group were hired as the architect to do it.
Oh, okay.
And we've come full circle because John Sawyer and his group, we had a review process of 9 architect firms, and I was on the selection committee, and we picked John Sawyer to do the current design of a new facility. So we've come full circle. So, yeah, that's great. Well, any other thing that pops into your mind that of significance that you want to share with me to go in the book?
You need to talk to Steve.
Okay.
And see what he gives you. Because if George gave Steve what I had given George, you got a wealth of information.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't, and you can just give me a call, there's all kinds of reports. I'm looking at one now that was revised in September of 2011. And it talks about this. Well, I won't bother. If you don't get a bunch of stuff from George, let me know.
Okay. All right, great.
From Steve, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't get a bunch of stuff from Steve, let me know.
Super duper. Well, I really appreciate this, Bruce, and when I hopefully I can get this book done within the next year, and I'll be getting a copy to you.
I would look forward to it. I hope I'm still around.
me too.
I'm planning to be, because I don't know whether you told, Al told you, but I went ahead and I have moved from Monkey Junction, where I had 14 or so Japanese maples, beautiful, to a place that had none over in Brunswick.
Oh.
So I've already started, I planted three so far. Just can't help myself.
Yeah, that's great. God bless you. That's wonderful. Well, listen, have a great day. And if anything else pops up that says, oh, I got to touch base with Bruce about this, I'll give you a call back. But I thank you for your time today.
I'd be happy to help you in any way on the project when you get ready to, I don't mean proof it, but when you get an early concept of that section, I'll give you a buzz and I'll run over.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.